Well, it's 12:46. Never on time, but always timely. It's Somerville Speak Out. Because if you call 617-776-9844, the Somerville Journal will print anything and everything you have to say without context, correction, or attribution. And even without using the magic word, would. And because I like to play my part in community fairs, I put the fair in community affairs. I read it for you here every week. This next one. There are words that are in a row that by themselves make sense, but not when put together in this particular arrangement. And as always, it's difficult to tell. Was it a typically harried caller? Or the reliably terrible transcription efforts of the Somerville Journal? Or both? You can vote by calling 951-ROCK or 950-ENROLL. So this will, a mayor of all the mayors we've had in our city, will be the first time a mayor has ever vetoed a bill, especially a bill that seems to affect his bottom line with cash distribution in his wallet. It stinks of corruption, and yet our alderpersons will do nothing about it. They conveniently have a 7-4 roadblock there. And this is the first mayor, I think, in our city that's ever made an executive order to give criminals, criminal aliens, a free pass to run around the city and do whatever they want. Not to be arrested, not to be turned over to the federal government for being here illegally. So he has broken two laws. He's broken a federal law, and now he's going to set a precedent of vetoing a bill that's going to affect him personally. I expect that someday we will be reading his name in the Somerville police log. I hope so, anyway. And for the record, I wouldn't trust anyone involved in maintaining those logs. I've seen how they run their computer systems. You want the best, you got the best. That's right, you've asked for Where Are More Stories About Poop? Ask and you shall receive. Or at least excrete. I'm calling to let the person know that let their dog poop in front of 524 Somerville Avenue. I am looking down through the camera footage and I'm going to find you. Pick up your dog poop, you slob. I think we just had some commentary from Ginny Mae in the studio. There we go. Not in agreement whatsoever with that call. At a recent alderman meeting, there was much discussion about the city of Somerville. Tree city, if you will. Putting trees in front of people's houses where people don't want them. And for whatever reason, I believe one of the aldermen, the lady alderperson from Ward 2, said she called somebody from the city and she got a very arrogant and bad response from the city person who told her they can put trees any place they want because they own the sidewalk. Well, let me tell you, that lady something that spoke badly to the lady alderman. If they want to own the sidewalks, start cleaning the snow off in the wintertime and start picking up the dog crap the dogs leave on my sidewalk. Then they can tell me they own the sidewalks. There are other cities where the city people themselves remove snow. So if I don't want a tree in front of my house for whatever reason, then I have the right to my opinion to not have that tree planted there. But if the city says it owns the sidewalk and can do as it pleases, again, I repeat, you own the sidewalk, then come and clean the snow off in the wintertime and the dog crap too. So Tree City, fine, but put them where people want them, not where people do not want them. And here we have Somerville Speak Out, of course, is a great avenue of democracy for people to talk to one another, to share information, and to have questions raised and never answered. In Somerville, if a homeowner converts from oil to gas for their heat, does the city give the homeowner a rebate? If so, how do you apply? And last, and more importantly least, we're going back in time with Speak Out, going in our TARDIS, to take a look at what things were like back on November 15th, 2012, fresh off the re-election of Obama. Where, again, Somerville residents decided to have a positive outview on light. What the hell is wrong with you people? Do you people know how to spell? Somerville Journal, Volume 143, Number 36, and that's wrong too. Stormy Sandy Slam Somerville. Very clever. However, how in the hell do you spell Somerville? You don't spell it with two M's. What do you have, a 13-year-old running this place? What's the matter with you people? The Somerville Journal doesn't know how to spell Somerville. Oh my God. And for the record, that calls an insult to 13-year-olds. Oh, let's do a bonus. Well, I can't believe the voters of Somerville voted yes on question four. I guess they just want to spend money and give it to Curtatone. Why not just write him a check and let him spend it the way he wants? Silly, silly people. And voting in Warren over Scott Brown just amazes me. A carpetbagger, a Harvard lawyer who stuck it to co-workers and asbestos workers, and you think she's going to help us? No. She's just holding that seat warm for the next Kennedy to take it. I don't know. I guess you were all just sheep. Well, if there's an animal you would like to name your fellow residents, you can call 617-776-9844. Somerville Journal will ask you to identify your favorite animal. Until then, Somerville Speak Out is an unsolicited, unauthorized, unleashed service of Subject to Change.
The views and opinions presented on this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of WMBR, the Technology Broadcasting Corporation, or MIT.